Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with U.S. Representative Cindy Axne.
I wanted to start off with one of the more newsworthy things that's come out of the Capitol this week. House Democrats announcing an investigation into President Trump's campaign, his businesses, transition, and administration. What reasoning does the House have for starting these investigations, and where do you think this could lead?
Yeah, well, I mean, truly, their reasoning is the fact that they're, you know, those committees are using their authority granted to them by the Constitution to investigate issues that they think could be impactful for our country. Just like when I sit on Financial Services Committee and on Agriculture, I picked those committees, of course, because I felt that that was most important for my district. So I'm always working to make sure that decisions that I'm making in there or requests for information will help me make a good decision to further those industries in Iowa. So, that's their prerogative to decide if that's something that will benefit their work in the Judiciary Committee. And so, I believe we need to get to the bottom of this and make sure that due process runs its course. And I think that that's what they're trying to do.
You've introduced two amendments to be added to the For the People Act of 2019 that would put a lifetime ban on members of Congress from serving as lobbyists and prohibit taxpayer dollars from being used for first-class airline travel. Where does this bill sit currently, and what else does it feature?
Sure. So we'll be bringing that bill to the floor this week, and, you know, it really is a bill that ensures that we protect our democracy, that every single person has a voice for their vote in this country, that we reduce the role of dark special interest money in politics, and make it easier for people, not harder, to vote. So those are some of the, you know, key premises behind that particular bill. And then I wanted to, you know, make sure that we address some other very specific issues that I see that could be improved upon, and that's why, you know, I submitted the amendments for the lifetime ban on lobbyists, so that we're not having politicians cash in on the work that they've done in Congress and influencing policy from that perspective. And then, of course, we want to make sure that we always use taxpayer dollars wisely and that we use them for the best interest of the taxpayer, and I don't think luxury first-class travel is a good use of that. So these are a couple of things that I wanted to put into the more, you know, comprehensive bill that would make sure that American people come first, that our democracy is protected, and that we, you know, focus on the interests of the people in this country and not special interests.
You've recently sponsored the Ensuring Lasting Smiles Act. What would this do, and why is this a priority of yours?
Sure. Well, I heard from a couple of moms in Dallas County who told me that their sweet kids, Allie, Amelia, and Lucas, had what's called ectodermal dysplasia, and that's a rare disease where it's articulated in teeth that don't grow or don't grow improperly, sweat glands that don't work. And how this has impacted their children is that, for instance, with their teeth not growing improperly, they have very difficult times chewing and swallowing, and that means they've got difficult digestive issues and intestinal problems as well. Right now, it's not covered to help the children with these diseases to fix them, so insurance denies them. And I talked to these moms and, you know, saw pictures of their children, and in no way, shape, or form should this not be covered. Insurance companies say it's cosmetic, but if a child can't swallow or chew, I don't consider that to be cosmetic at all. We need to fix that. So I put forth a bipartisan bill called the Ensuring Lasting Smiles Act, and which actually Senator Ernst is an original co-sponsor of in the Senate, and it closes that loophole and requires private insurance companies and health plans to cover those medically necessary procedures to treat these birth defects.
You also announced that you've joined the Affordable and Accessible Healthcare Task Force. What are the goals of this coalition?
Yeah, so that's part of the New Democratic Coalition, which is a group of 101 of us, you know, forward-thinking Democrats in the House of Representatives, and we're committed to, you know, pro-innovation, fiscally responsible policies, and we want to make sure that our voices, which are problem-solving voices, are heard when it comes to the healthcare issues. So first and foremost, we need to make sure that we're shoring up provisions within the Affordable Care Act that protect Iowans. So covering people with pre-existing conditions and making sure that there isn't an opportunity for that to be dismantled. If you recall last year, there was a federal court case in Texas that tried to declare that as part of it as unconstitutional. I want to make sure that our folks in Iowa who have pre-existing conditions are covered. So that's imperative. So we'll be making sure to work on that. Absolutely looking at the cost of prescription drugs, which has just become so astronomical for families to afford. When I did my 11-county healthcare rural tour, I was talking with providers who said they have patients who aren't taking their prescriptions because they can't afford them and put food on the table. So we're creating a healthcare system that leads to more catastrophic care, critical care, as opposed to preventative care opportunities, which is less expensive than addressing those issues on the back end because people can't afford their prescription drugs. So we've got to make sure that that happens. So those would be a couple of the things that we'll be addressing.
Well, I think that wraps things up. In case there's anything else you want to share this week from D.C.
Well, I'm looking forward again to coming back and visiting more counties this week. One of the jobs that I'm doing is making sure I'm taking those voices back with me. And I visited 7 counties this past Sunday, I believe it was. And, had a great time talking with people and listening to what they had to say. And no matter if it was something that I could influence in my committee, I make sure that what I hear goes back to people who are working on those areas and that they understand what people in my district are saying. So I always look forward to those visits, and it's a key part of my job, and I'm looking forward to continuing and bringing those voices back with me.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with U.S. Representative Cindy Axne. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.